Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Roll For It.
Welcome.
Season 2-ish. Welcome to the bonus series with the Season 2 cast. This is the second part of this adventure. For those of you just tuning in, which, you know, it shouldn't be a thing. Just watch the previous episode.
Watch it.
Yeah, you can't tune halfway.
Watch it in your mind.
Now, you guys are not leveling up or anything crazy. This is a bonus series. In our regular series, every single episode we level up and we roll a new monster on the random table. This is kind of a more classical Dungeons & Dragons adventure, but with our same characters and all of the same amount of fun. We've taken a TikTok dancing break and had some smoothies, and we're ready to go, right? Everybody rejuvenated?
Yeah. I cramped up a little bit, but I'm good. You know,
I'm a little sweaty, but I'm good.
Yeah. So, you know, in between each episode, watch Roll For It TikToks.
Yeah, or during.
Or that's how you can watch it.
Now would actually be a great time to mention that our social media, our TikTok, our Instagram, everything is now at 2Nerds1Pup with the numbers. And that's also where you'll find us on Twitch, which, by the way, if you're looking for Season 4, the next, the latest, the newest, greatest thing, twitch.tv/2Nerds1Pup is where you're going to find it. And as soon as we get to 100 follows there, that's when we will finally be able to release some more Roll For It. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be live. So it's going to be uncensored, raw, gram action. So check us out there.
So do you guys want to introduce yourselves and your characters real quick for us?
I'm Graham, and I'm a turtle who's alive and dead. Woo!
What's up, everybody? I'm Andrew, and I'm Eric, a Gizarai monk from the Lakulaura Monastery.
I'm Colleen. I play Graham.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm Kendall. My name is Zula. Just kidding, it's the other way around, my bad. I'm a half-orc fighter.
What's the difference?
I just got my stomach cut open in the last episode.
Previously on Roll For It.
There it is.
The group was brought into the heavens by Graham to help her on a quest to rescue Eldaith, the goddess. They're going to try and reactivate three sacred streams.
We ventured into the Forest of Friendship,
where a giant robot guy had built a dam and stopped the flow of the stream. They punched the robot to death, and you guys are all feeling great after your long rest and ready to climb a mountain, I hope.
Peak of the... what?
Gaio.
Peak of the Gaio? That's a good one.
They're ready to go to the Peak of Peace.
Peak of Peace.
Peak of Peace.
Peak of
Peace. Peak of Peace.
I got a feeling it's not going to be peaceful.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It gets colder as you walk slightly uphill for hours and hours. The flowers turn to thorny brush, and the trees turn to pines. The wildlife becomes more scarce, but noticeable. Scarce?
Scarce.
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 Art, scarce.
I'm sure.
I get that word wrong every time I say it.
Fall on your arse.
The wildlife becomes more scarce, but still noticeable. A thin layer of powdery snow covers the grassy ground. In the distance, a trio of polar bear cubs slug it out. The slope upward becomes steeper and steeper until nightfall, and you're now at the base of the mountain. It is freezing cold, and you've got miles left of hard snow and ice to climb to the peak.
I pull out my thermos and make everyone some tea.
Do you guys want to camp out, or do you guys want to climb into the night?
We could keep going, right?
Yeah, why not?
Dark vision?
Can I have each of you make an athletics check for the climb and a constitution saving throw as you press on through the blistering cold? Thanks to Graham's tea, I'll have each of you have advantage on that constitution save.
So I got 19 constitution, but I definitely didn't get a 1 for athletics.
So Zula, you get a flashback to falling off the balcony as you slip on the ice. You fall 40 feet. Luckily, there's snow to break your fall. And you take 15 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You guys look down and you see you've lost Zula. She's about 40 feet behind you.
Keep up the good work.
And Eric, if you reach this ledge first, you
this
pull
is not
yourself
the top
up.
Of the mountain, right?
Not the top okay. of the mountain. The ledge is about 50 feet wide, a nice break to what appears to be the last stretch of the voyage to the peak. The peak of peace is in sight at last. You look back over and you see an entire world of untamed nature. Everything is illuminated by the moonlight and you can see a full sky of stars. You see eagles.
Eagles?
Eagles! Eagle, my eagles.
Eagles, they're a fantasy type of bird. You see eagles flying and eagles flying below you. As beautiful as it is up here, Graham, you miss the gentle sound of the stream that used to run from the very peak of the mountain all the way down it. But that river has dried up for some reason.
Surprise, surprise!
I hope there's not another damn boy at the end of this one.
From this height, you used to be able to see the magical firelight that constantly flickered at the top. The light of the peace pearl.
Oh, no. Not that, too.
Something breaks the silence. Nervously, the two of you fart.
You gotta leave that in, man.
Something breaks the silence. Circus music.
Did you say circus meat?
Circus music.
Circle meat.
I did not say circle meat.
My favorite kind.
Circus music. Horns and trumpets and drums. Low qualities of being played through like a tiny hole or a tiny portal. You turn and you see a wooden merchant stand with colorful flashing lights.
Peace pearls, get your peace pearls.
Now, who's turning my resting place into a place of commercialism?
Who would put a shop all the way up here?
Zula, you reach the ledge.
What are we talking about? Capitalism?
We've got kids on my property, and I don't like it.
Let's see what he's here for.
I'm gonna haggle.
You trying to sell our peace pearl?
We got your peace pearl right here.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
You made a whole stand for one peace pearl?
It's mine. Give
well,
it.
Well, it's not quite just one peace pearl because we got two others that look just like it, and you gotta choose which one is the winning peace pearl.
What does this guy look like?
I'm gonna punch him.
He's about 5'11 and 3/4.
Easy.
He's got brown hair. It's a little curly, and it sits mostly on top of his head.
Is this you?
Pretty slim, clean-shaven, and he's wearing, like, a hoodie to protect him from the elements.
This person is Jake.
In front of him, you see the top halves of three basketball-sized white orbs. Each of them are glowing with magic flame in three different colors. There's an orange one, a purple one, and a green one.
Is this some kind of game you think you're playing? You think you're controlling everything here?
Do you know which one is the correct one?
They all look the same.
The color of the fire would shift from time to time, and it would match with the Northern Lights effect in this area.
That's nice.
Aurora
Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
Where's the music? Where's the music?
The music's coming from a little megaphone-shaped thing just on the ledge.
I'm gonna break it.
You're gonna break that?
I'm gonna take the megaphone thing. I'm gonna crush it in front of him.
Whoa, somebody's very strong. All right.
Excuse me, sir. How did you even get up here?
Oh, I hiked it.
From where?
Oh, just the bottom of something.
How did you get to this plane?
I traveled here by dragon.
Well, I can't really argue with that.
You can, but you shouldn't.
You should be punished for stealing this pearl and stopping the stream.
You don't know that I stole this pearl. I could have found it down here.
Well, the right thing to do would be to put it back.
Well, I hope I can rely on you three heroes to do just that.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, you have a dragon.
I have a business to run here.
There's nobody else around. What sort of business?
The business is... You answer a question for me, and you get a pearl. It's pretty straightforward.
Kids these days answer have no manners.
If this is the game, let's do it.
All right, who wants to pick first?
Green!
Not quite yet.
Oh, okay.
First, you have to answer a question for me.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I just popped out of, water, and here I am saving the world.
You're just following the Eldaith lady?
My name's Gralula.
Gralula. My name's Gralula. You just do what Eldaith tells you to do, I assume.
I'm not feeding into this.
Don't make fun of her.
He's a bully.
Yeah, go ahead. Pick the green one. It's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Do I pick it up? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Go ahead. You answered the question.
Oh.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
How close are you two standing?
I'm worried. Probably right next to her because I'm trying to get in his face and yell at him.
You lift it and you realize that it is actually the top round white part of a skull staring back at you. And then the skull just explodes into a fireball. Mm. All of you make dexterity saving throws.
Nat one.
Nat one is Natty not great, Graham.
Could I use evasion?
Yeah. Graham, you take 29 fire damage.
Holy moly.
The other two of you take half of that. Arok, because you failed, but you have the monk ability that cuts it in half anyway. Zula, because you succeeded.
So half of 29.
Rounded up. According to our episode previous, we've committed to it for this bonus series, rounding up.
What if we round up for us, but then round down for damage
rounding
against
up
us?
For everybody.
That was a very unpeaceful ball.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only way you've ended up in heaven is by riding a dragon. You don't belong here. You're bad.
I might belong here more than you expect.
Well, tell me that.
Next episode. Who wants to go next? Because we got two left, 50-50 odds.
Orange
and purple
left.
I'm backing up.
That's a good idea.
I want to stand behind the merchant.
Okay.
Let's go with orange.
First, you have to answer a question for me.
Yes.
You guys are also Eldathian conquesters or whatever.
We're guardians.
Guardians.
Yes.
Cool. Guarding Eldath.
Whoa.
Ralula. She just does what Eldath tells her to do. If you two do the same thing, then...
We were summoned here by Graham to help her out.
Because that's what friends do.
Okay, so you're buds. You're buds. Yeah, go ahead.
And I approach this orb, like, slowly.
Okay.
And as I pick it up, I, like, close my eyes with one eye maybe kind of squinty open. Like.
You lift this white, spherical, pearl-looking thing, and it's a pearl. It's very warm to the touch. There's magical orange fire dancing around your hands.
Doesn't hurt or anything.
It's harmless. A very calming sensation even flows through you as you hold it.
I think this might be the piece we're looking for.
Well done, you guys. You guys saved the day.
Yay!
No way.
Yeah. All right. Have a nice journey.
What are we supposed to do with this?
We put it back where it belongs. Sir, you can go home now.
I was just going to stay here for the next people.
No.
And you're going to give them a bad pearl?
If they want it.
I want to see you go.
I can go. You want me to go?
Yes.
I'll go.
Now.
All right.
Oh, man.
I'll talk to you guys.
Never.
You are just like your goddess, I got to say. You are just like
And you're just like a rude bully.
Mm-hmm. You grow a sense of humor on your way up, it'll help you.
How about grow a pair of these? And I put up my middle fingers.
How's that manners for you? But Zula, never do that again.
There's a flash of green light, and the guy vanishes.
Stupid kids and their stupid magic. I didn't say stupid. It's just silly.
Silly
I'm
kid.
Flustered.
Graham, it's okay.
Let's put that pearl back.
Let's go.
You guys head up, leaving this odd merchant stand behind. Arok's got a nice heavenly orb in his hands.
Isn't it nice?
So
he's
warm,
even quieter than normal.
I almost don't want to let it go.
You must.
It's going to be 200 more feet to the top, and this is a very steep area of the cliff.
Let's continue upward and deliver this to its rightful place.
One step at a time.
Do I have better balance because I'm also able to walk on vertical surfaces? Does that help in any kind of way?
It helps
ascending?
In a lot of kind of ways, okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna walk on all fours, full turtling it.
I'm going to take out my axe, turn to hand axes, and then try to like...
Use them to spike into the,
yeah.
The ice.
I'm going to do that with my commas, but my hands are full.
Put it in your hood. I'm saying.
All right, yeah. I can fit it in the hood, right?
Is that the plan then?
Yeah. It's healing my back pain a little bit.
Yeah. And you guys start to venture up. Is anybody in the river part? Are you climbing
together? No,
I'll
not.
Go in the river part.
I feel like the river part is just super slippery, no?
I've got claws digging it.
We got some good climbers in this party, which is good. Arok and Zula, you guys both took the right side, and Graham is heading down the center, what used to be the stream. As you start this final journey to the peak, it's nighttime, so it's tough to see, and the wind has picked up a little bit and kicked up some of the powder. You hear this voice from out of sight above you.
Knock, knock.
What was that?
Oh, I know what to say. Who's there?
Oh, my God.
You guys look up, and you can barely see the silhouette of a large, dark figure that speaks down again.
Rock.
Rock? Who?
And then you hear a rumble.
Oh.
From above.
This isn't funny.
Rock and roll.
I feel like Graham Graham's a bowling pin right now.
And I feel like Graham Graham really never got hit back in the day.
Yeah.
Heaven is hard, man.
Heaven is hard.
Heaven is hell.
Hey. As you look up, you see this creature rolling down towards the three of you.
How big is it?
It's about the size of two Graham Grahams duct taped together into a spherical shape.
Would I be able to move out of the way in time?
You know, I think that we should roll initiative.
Initiative.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That 20.
Okay, all right.
I think I'm just going to try to get as far up to this person as possible.
Okay, so you want to, like, scale the cliff in front of you then?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and make an athletics check as you scale straight upwards.
23.
So Kendall looks to the side of the cliff, sees this boulder rolling down, and she just starts to scale her own little wall upwards towards the peak.
I want to do the same thing, just scale up.
Sure.
Dash as far as I can.
If you dash, I think you're making it...
Like 100?
100 feet.
Yeah.
So Zula, you turn and see Arok kick his way up the wall, way past you. You make it to the top of that little ledge for sure.
Oh, past
and
that,
yeah,
right?
You're halfway up the mountain at this point with the Peace Pearl in hand. From this height, you see a little ring up at the top, the right size as the pearl.
I guess we're playing basketball today.
I want to move out of the way of the rock.
You hop to the left of the stream away from Zula and Arok.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Between rolls, he's like,
"Who's there?"
Bing, boom. During that time, I've casted Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
Behind him, you see a sparkly purple giant frying pan floating up behind his head. I'm going to do it twice because I can use that as a bonus action as well.
Did you say 2d8?
Because it's level 4.
Oh, a bigger, badder frying
pan. Yeah, it's deluxe.
So this big old rock is flying down the mountainside. You're going to deal it 25 damage as your gigantic frying pan just chases it down and hits it.
Not funny!
And it stops its roll. And you see this hulking rock dude who looks like this.
He's kind of cute. He's like this stout, like dwarf-looking rock man.
Yeah.
I want to give him a hug. Me, not Graham
Graham.
He looks
like lonely. He's probably lonely up here.
I want to take it home.
This is called a Gallop Durr.
Durr.
Gallop Durr.
Gallop Durr.
He scans around the battlefield, spots Arok to his left, and is going to...
No. No.
And he points two fingers up.
Why did one rock deal more damage than the other rock?
Why?
Because he was bolder.
Two giant rocks at the top start to roll.
Oh.
And one of them is going to reach Arok. Ah. So it tries to hit you directly.
No.
18.
Oh.
And I'm going to have you make a dexterity saving throw for that.
14.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Why are you... Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you rolled 14?
That was maniacal.
No, all right.
Loser.
So you take 13. You take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, okay.
You maintain your place on the cliff there.
Okay.
But the pearl is going to fall out of your hood. So the pearl falls out of your hood, it bounces a little, and it's going to fall off the cliff towards Zula.
Get the pearl! Get the pearl!
I'm gonna get it.
Make an athletics check as you're climbing and trying to catch this.
Yeah! Thing. 19!
Okay.
Bitch!
All right. You let go of one of the hand axes, and you swing down and grab the pearl before it crashes down beneath you. Your turn.
Ooh. There is no safe route. I'm just gonna continue going. up.
And now you see Arak is, what, about, like, still 50 feet above you.
I kind of want to just ask Zula if she could throw that orb toward me.
I could.
Try to make a slam dunk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to
jump
it up?
And I'm going to throw it.
What do we got to do to make that happen, DM?
Let's have Zula make an attack roll to try and throw it on target.
No!
What?
I rolled the two.
So you shot put the pearl upwards, and it's going towards Arak and past him and to the left. The pearl lands on the ice. You hear a painful ting, ting, ting.
Yeah, yeah.
Back down towards the Galibdur in the center.
The worst.
I make my way toward the pearl to try to pick it up again.
Sure. So you're going to be basically at the feet of this Galibdur.
Would I be able to pick up the pearl and dropkick this guy? Like,
sure.
Down the stream?
Do a dropkick. I love it.
Is this magical with my feet, too?
Yeah, you got magic feet.
That is 20.
20 will do it. Roll your damage. Both feet strike true. Is it like just a standard two-foot drop kick? Okay, 12 more damage this Galibdur takes, and he is going to lose his footing on this ice and just start rolling backwards.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Gram-Gram. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm out of the way.
Oh, excellent.
You've got the pearl, and Gralula, you are up.
Okay, I want to know if I can do this. And it's so random that I chose this spell, because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to use this, but it sounds fun, because I've never used it before. It's called Stone Shape.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
You touch a stone object of medium size or smaller. How big are these? Are they large? Or?
They're on the high end of medium.
And I can form it into any shape that suits my purpose.
Ah.
So is it an object or is it alive?
It's like both.
I guess I have
That's
to just
such
try
a good
it
question
happens,
for this purpose.
Because I was going to ready my action for whenever it comes to me because I have to touch it. And I'm just going to be like, boop.
Ding.
Yeah. And I'm going to use my bonus action to whoop that guy with the frying pan again.
I'm going
to follow him as he's rolling and just give him a good smack.
Go ahead and make your attack roll with the frying pan.
16. And the damage is 17.
Shit.
He's not in good shape. As he's rolling again and the frying pan reaches him and boom, speeds up his descent.
Still not funny.
Now, the rock that is approaching you, Gram-Gram, you didn't know this for sure.
Okay.
But this is actually a boulder that has been animated, so it's not the Galibdur.
Okay.
I'm going to allow you to stone shape it as it approaches you. What are you transforming it into?
I'm going to build up my dinnerware and have a plate. A nice,
that's pretty good.
A nice stone plate.
Yeah. Or those grinding bowls that people make spices with.
Yeah.
All right, so you plant your feet. You hold your hands out to catch this boulder mm-hmm. as it comes at you.
I just want one finger pointing.
Okay.
I just want to boop it.
And you close your eyes and hope it works for the best. And
here we go, Elde.
And when you open your eyes, you are pointing at a nice stone embossed plate.
And it just says ha-ha on it. Isn't that funny?
It was pretty good.
It is the rock guy's turn, and he's going to continue to roll down the hill. And you see him veer off towards the right, past you guys at this point. The boulder right ahead of you, Zula, is going to reach you.
The one who hit me?
He's
still rolling down.
Can I jump over him?
He's going to miss.
Yeah!
So you do jump over as this big boulder rolls past you. Zula, you're up. Basically, the rocks are now down below you guys.
Is there, like, other boulders near me that I can just push?
Yeah, there's a few boulders up there you can give a nudge if you'd like. They're all lined up here for that purpose.
It was for him, huh?
Those are his toys.
Yeah, I'm going to nudge some of them just so they have a hard time coming back.
Go ahead and make a strength check as you try to hurl a boulder down after the two other boulders. Bad news?
Bad news bears.
It's another nat one.
No! You're so good at that.
I don't understand what's happening.
These are weighted dice.
Zula only rolls nat ones when she's reached a high place.
These are not good for me.
Roll a dexterity saving throw. You try to nudge this rock, but you lose your footing and instead basically tackle the air off of the cliff.
I believe.
You fall.
Goodbye, everybody.
You're going to fall, you're going to hit, and then you're going to roll more down the hill.
They only need to be up there. I don't need to be up there.
He's got
to
tuck and roll.
I'll catch it if it rolls back down. You know what
All
I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's going to be 20 bludgeoning as you crash into the ice 40 feet down and then a couple more times as you slide.
Keep up the good work, Zula.
Shh.
I'm dying in heaven.
I got hushed.
Oh, no, I was making a sound
effect. Oh, that was like a
no.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up. Call me and shh.
Holly's talking shh.
Eric, you look around, you see Zula just tumbling down after the rocks.
Oh shit.
And you're now about 60 feet from the hoop.
I reach behind my hood and I hold up my hand. And I get this sense of calm that reaches over me.
Yes, you do. You feel the force flowing through you.
And I just go and run dash for it.
He's on fire!
And I leap for it.
You going for a slam dunk?
Just breaks the whole thing.
Yeah.
Never was there a better role for an athletics.
That was a nat 20 right there, baby.
The Peace Pearl guides you. You leap. I don't know if you guys have played NBA Jam.
Yes.
But you leap from half court.
He's on fire.
Yeah. You slam the pearl into the net, and the hoop catches on fire. Your body catches on fire.
Does it hurt? Does the flames hurt?
No.
For the greater good.
And the whole thing lights this nice, warm torch. When you see the torch starts to melt through some of the ice and some of the snow right at the peak of the mountain. And some of that melted ice and snow runs down and melts more ice and snow and begins the start of a stream that is going to run all the way down back towards the source.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And
we win the game.
Eric, while you're up there just hanging on fire, you look over to your left and you see a bit of the rock wall separates and the gallop door steps through it like it's a portal.
Whoa.
And he sees that you just made the basket and he's like,
pretty solid, man. Pretty solid.
All right.
And then he just backs into the portal and closes the...
And then he just goes back?
Zula, you slow your fall right before that cliff that you just scaled up. Graham, you are here with your new plate, and you guys look up and you see that the fire and the stream has been restored.
Nice.
Bing, bang, boom!
I let go of the hoop.
Okay, you drop off.
On the ground, is that all right?
As you do so, the pearl actually is going to open up, separate at the top.
Like a lotus flower?
And you see a dagger floating above this pearl. And The dagger is in multiple pieces. It's like it's got the handle, a blade, small stone scattered around as the handguard, and it rotates slowly all in unison.
Wow.
But the pieces are not actually touching. They're just together.
I just kind of reach for it and even if I grab it, does it stay together?
Yeah, when you grab it out, it's all connected together and... Wow.
Mine.
You just like taking things that don't belong to you?
Hey, we took the friendship. Now I take the dagger of rock. What is this thing called?
I have it called a peace blade, but you can call it whatever you want to.
Peaceful sleep for you.
A slice of peace.
Pizza cutter.
It doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't.
It has been gifted you by the Peace Pearl.
Why don't you give anything to Zula?
Zula, would you like my peace blade?
I actually think you do better with a dagger than I would.
I'll hold on to it for now, but if you need it, you let me know.
Maybe she could have that spinny arm.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Well, here, hold on to this.
Here's a picture of it if you want to pass it over.
This is gorgeous.
I would say that the handle would be pearl white. Change.
That actually looks pretty fucking cool,
That's
man.
That's pretty thick for sure.
All right, you guys, two down, one to go.
Wow.
Two out of three, huh?
Yes, good job counting.
I'm so good with my fractions. Yes.
One and two.
All that's left is the Ridge of Reflection.
Ooh.
As you guys are watching, the sun is on the rise over the entire realm, and you guys have a moment to just take in the sights.
I'm going to jump in the water.
It's going to be very cold.
Okay, you're right.
Next to the stream, it actually is warm. The water is magically blessed by the Peace Pearl and steams upwards as it goes all the way down.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it looks real great. Like, she is swimming fast.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, standing in the stream, but, like, on top of it.
Yeah.
And watching. I'm just like,
I'm
going
to go to, like, the hottest
just getting a nice
part of the
little
stream.
Foot massage.
Yeah. I'm going to treat it like a hot tub up near the peak, you know?
Sure.
Or I'm, like, sitting on it, like meditating on the water.
Yeah.
It's like a bidet.
Can we swim down?
Yeah, you can water slide it.
I want to water slide down.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Anyone want to jump on my shell?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Cowabunga, dude.
You guys water slide down the mountain, and that is where we're going to end this episode.
Again, let's go back up again.
I want to know, how are you guys' characters feeling after this?
I'm feeling pretty victorious after that. It was kind of fun. Doing a little NBA Jam kind of style to end that episode. That was excellent, man.
Yeah.
Bamboozled by the afterlife and wondering why her friends aren't.
Zula.
I don't know. She just feels sucky almost.
But then that one's
she got like, nothing. All she
has
is throw
to fall
pearl.
Every
even
once
in heaven.
While.
Yeah. Even in heaven, man. She needs to work on her like grip work, you know?
Yeah. That's the one exercise you
yeah.
Just get those like a hand exercise thing.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.